Welcome to your daily devotional for January 28th. 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. Numbers chapter 33 and verse 9. They moved from Marah and came to Elim. At Elim were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there. The children of Israel journeyed 40 years in the wilderness, and the summation of their wanderings are recorded in Numbers chapter 33. Their sojourn was mostly difficult, but there were a few times of joy and rest along the way for these Israelites. So it is for many of us as we journey through this life. Some of us have been blessed to have a mostly peaceful and joyful life with relatively few travails. Others of us have been poster children for the scripture which says, "Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward." I'll go out on a limb that this latter sentiment better describes the lives of many of us in these more recent times. In our text, in the midst of all the tribulations and uncertainty, the children of Israel suddenly find themselves in a restful place. They moved from Marah and they came to Elim. At Elim were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there. There was sustenance for the body and shade from the hot sun in that place. The faithful in Israel could rest under a tree and enjoy a nice cold drink of water as they prayed a prayer of thanksgiving to their God. There is also an amazing devotional thought here that arises from the Hebrew meaning of the names of these places. Marah means bitter, and Elim means tree, but the E-L, the L, at the beginning of the word in and of itself means God. So the people move from a place of bitterness to the oasis where there were trees and the God who created them had provided them for a blessing, reminded his people that he was there with them all along the journeys. Perhaps you are reading this and need to journey from the place of bitter anger towards people, places, or things to the place of rest in God's presence. Friend, God desires to provide for you a spiritual place called Elim, where the wells of divine sustenance and the trees of divine covering maintain your spirit. Rest at Elim for a while and refresh your soul. Shut the phone off and turn off the television. Give attention to your family, God's gift to you. And sit under a palm tree and drink of the blessed communion with God in peace today.